welcome to a very special episode of Random Chatter. That's right, it is Random Chatter Game Show Night. We have pulled together a bunch of our hosts for an evening of shenanigans, playing Random Chatter movie quotes.
And drinking.
And drinking.
And drinking.
Of course, I'm Tim. You probably recognize my voice. And I will be our game show host tonight. Joining me tonight are a number of our hosts from across the network. First up, we have Shannon. Hi, Shannon. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm very excited about this.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be a good time. Andrea, I'm going clockwise, I guess, on my Skype screen. So Andrea is up next. Hi, Andrea. How are you tonight?
Hello. Hello. I'm good. Getting ready to beat you all.
Good. Good.
Okay. Bring it.
That's the kind of attitude we need. We need adversarial. We need vicious. Alcohol helps.
Alcohol going down.
To kind of
hold on. Let me handicap myself a little more.
Next up is Elizabeth. Good evening, Elizabeth.
Hello. Hello. I cannot drink at my present location, so I'll be sober and ready to kick all of your asses.
Oh please.
Oh please, nothing, Lou.
The last time we heard Liz say that, she bet, 89 credits on Black Panther. And
that was my doing, so yeah. I think I won that one.
Yeah, she's still not going to win.
No.
Next up is Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
How's everything on the West Coast?
Oh, I just beat the rain home. It's cold. I not as cold as it is over where you are, but it's cold for California.
Yeah, I was going to say, cold and rainy, really?
Yeah. Chilly. It is chilly in California.
Let's compare notes, shall we?
How do you ever survive?
I know. I would and Eric keeps talking about trying to move me out to the East Coast. I'm like, no, it's too cold out there.
And you guys are talking to a Canadian. Calm down, people.
We have the network's second favorite bald guy, Lou. How are
second
you, Lou?
Second favorite.
Lord.
Who's the first?
Oh, snap.
My dad. Wow,
I got hit down pretty hard. Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing well. The voice we don't yet hear is Eric.
He's not coming now. He's forfeited his spot.
He's already lost the game, by the way.
He was too scared of Liz and myself.
Let's get this started. Right. He misses a few rounds and we're not going to have to contend with him in the points.
That's right. That's right.
I thought the points didn't matter in this game because it's like,
what is this? Whose line is it anyway?
Oh, no.
They don't the game is made up and the points don't matter.
I don't
points,
think it's, I think the
matter.
Points matter.
We didn't give out participation trophies here at Random Chatter. You've got to fight for it.
I didn't ask for a participation trophy. I'm just saying, don't matter.
So before I even read the rules, and this might even, you know, give Eric a couple more minutes to slide in here. As I mentioned to you guys when we were kind of pre-gaming here, I have my favorite R2-D2 Disney beanie here, which has several slips of paper in it. Each piece of paper has one of your names on it. So we're going to randomize the order in which you guys will be taking your turns for the game show. So first one up.
Eric.
It's Eric.
Of course. So he will miss his first round. Good.
Fired.
Second one is Elizabeth.
Oh, yay. Uh-oh. Now that I got all cocky, I'm going to lose.
Wait. Who's keeping track of the order here?
I got it. Everything taken care of on my end.
We just have a drink and answer questions.
We're not doing any bookkeeping over here.
No. You guys don't have to do math or anything.
I'm not an accountant.
I don't math, Tim. You know that.
The third up
is film, not math.
That's right.
The third up is
Andrea.
Yay.
You realize the glare from your
All you see is a big white spot when you hold those up.
You can just read them. We have no idea what it's saying.
The fourth is Shannon.
Woo. Fourth Awakens.
The fifth is Carrie. And so that would make the last one.
Why would you last?
Spots, Lou.
No, I'm good.
All right, so let me make sure in my score sheet I have the proper order up here for everyone.
Are we allowed to phone a friend?
No, you cannot. There is no cheating allowed.
What is this? Who gets to be a millionaire?
Who wants to be a millionaire? Is there a 50-50? Is there...
I have my new silent keyboard so I can type and you guys won't hear me typing.
Well, he has a lot of time to type. That's not fair. We should have another camera looking at his keyboard. I don't trust you.
I would not cheat.
Yeah. I mean, you will know if I was looking something up.
I don't cheat the
loud 1990s Mac keyboard down here.
Or any less.
Okay. So here are the rules. Actually, no one's really going to get extra time. I mean, if we do have a steal component in here where you might have a little bit of time while someone's trying to guess. But, yeah, we are obviously encouraging no cheating, and we're kind of holding all of you to be honest. Elizabeth.
Good luck.
Yeah, we're talking to you, Lou. Not Liz. It's you.
Yeah, Lou, I'm not a cheater.
But Liz and Shannon too. The only one not on camera. So
that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I know. This is her plot. See? She knows. She's smart. Maybe I should get off cam.
All right. So here are the rules. So it's going to be round robin style. So each person will get a turn, and I'll be calling things out. Everyone will get a turn in which I will read a movie quote. The person guessing will have a reasonable, defined by me, amount of time.
What?
Is this going to be like the Oscars?
Are you going to be reasonable, Tim?
Wow.
Hang on. Are you going to play us out?
What's out?
This is like the Oscars. You're going to play us out.
I may, like, by yelling at you, probably.
No, I think you have to sing the song.
So you'll have time to guess the name of the film the quote comes from. A correct guess is worth 2 points. Every correct guess will have an opportunity to win a bonus point by identifying the name of the character who said it. Not the actor or actress, but the name of the character. If you guess incorrectly, you give up or your time runs out. The quote will go to basically everyone else for the ability to steal. So during the stealing phase, if you have a guess, since we don't have buzzers or anything, you'll be identifying yourself by saying, "Tim is awesome." You'll be yelling it out.
No.
Okay, calm down.
This is unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
We know who clearly runs this game.
So this clearly is going to get my attention, and I'll give you an opportunity to answer. If you guess wrong, someone else will then have a chance to steal by the same means.
This is madness.
A correct guess on a steal is worth 1 point. A correct guess on a steal will also have the opportunity for the bonus point by guessing the character who spoke the line, which will still be worth a point. Bonus points will also be eligible for a steal. If you guess the question once, you can't guess again. And note that certainly, like, you know, obviously these are all going to be reasonably famous movie quotes from films.
Reasonably famous.
I didn't pick obscure lines. They are things that probably most of you will have heard of. Of course, I can't guarantee that everyone has seen every film on this list. A lot of these are kind of in the general film nerd geek lexicon, so you maybe not have seen the film, but you may have heard the line.
You picked everything from The Dark Crystal, didn't you?
I did.
Damn it.
Now, obviously, some famous movie lines have been co-opted by other films. I generally try to reference the original film that the quote came from, but in case I didn't, whatever movie is on my list is the final ruling. So some obviously are going to be easier than others. I've randomized the list. We randomized the players by drawing from the hat. So it's as fair as we can possibly make it. And we're going to do 5 rounds of play.
So you say.
This feels like a test and I'm getting so anxious. Roger.
Let's do this.
I do see Eric in...
No, too bad. He's late.
No, he is taking forever.
No, we start now, and Eric gets to lose a turn.
He's fired.
We can always come back around.
Actually, we can read the question, and if he doesn't answer it, we get to steal it.
Yeah, there you go.
After
just make him last.
All right.
After
so,
Lou.
Since we have missed Eric, or since Eric's not here yet, that means Liz will go first.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Are you putting question aside, God, or are you just shifting the order?
I am keeping the order, so Liz is actually getting the second one on my list.
Okay, okay, good.
Okay, okay, respect.
All right. Okay, the first movie quote is, "I am serious, and don't call me Shirley."
That is from, oh my gosh, I can't, no, I think it's, oh, I don't want to guess wrong. Isn't it from Airplane?
2 points.
Okay. Woo! And the person who said it was, I mean, obviously actress Leslie Nielsen, but the person whose character name was, crap. What's the character name? Hold on. He wasn't the captain, was he?
That is incorrect.
No. I didn't give an answer. I'm projecting out loud.
Oh my gosh.
I look at that. She wasn't answering. She was just thinking out loud.
Thinking out loud. But I don't remember the name of his character. So you can not give me that point.
Okay. Would anyone like to steal the bonus point?
Me.
What do you have to say?
I don't know. Tim is fantastic, awesome, and full of amazing ideas.
Oh, God. You said way too much.
You could have just stuck to the one thing.
Andrea, what is the name of the character who spoke that line?
Is it Dr. I don't know if I'm going to say it right. Rumack?
Yes, you get a point.
Oh, good. Nice.
Nice job.
I could not think of his name.
I kept getting him confused with the three pilots, and like,
I know, that's why I was like, he's
Roger,
not one of the
Vector,
right,
Victor.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And I couldn't remember if he was, I didn't think he was a pilot, and I knew it was Vector. I didn't know his name. No.
Abdul Kareem Jabbar.
Yes, exactly. No. Kareem Abdul Jabbar. I almost thought it was from.
Neither was the pilot.
The movie's about gladiators.
The pilot was not in shot.
Yeah. I almost thought it was Naked Gun for a second, and I had to check myself. Because I've seen Airplane like 100 times, and I was like, I know it's Leslie Nielsen. Which one is it? Okay. All right.
So Andrea is up next. Andrea, your line. They're here.
Oh, my God.
What movie is that from?
Why am I drawing blank? No, wait. How much time do I have? Didn't you say that you were going to give me the time?
A reasonable amount of time.
A reasonable. Is it, not
Poltergeist?
Seconds for everyone. Yes, it is Poltergeist.
Nice.
Do you know the name of the character who spoke line?
No idea the kid's name.
Is it
him?
I don't know if this is the actress or the character. Carol?
Carol is correct.
Wow.
The full name is Carol Ann Freeling, and I did forget the actress's name. Unfortunately, she passed away at a very young age. Like 2 years after the film came out. Yeah.
Wow.
Huh. Let's see. Next up is Shannon.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Shannon? This is actually a long line. This is the longest one in.
Okay.
Oh, God. That's more helpful sometimes.
Sometimes.
Gives her more time to think.
Well, someone's got to break the ice, and it might as well be me. I mean, I'm used to being a hostess. It's part of my husband's work. And it's always difficult when a group of new friends meet together for the first time to get acquainted. So I'm perfectly prepared to start the ball rolling. I mean, I have absolutely no idea what we're doing here or what I'm doing here or what this place is about. But I'm determined to enjoy myself, and I'm very intrigued. And oh, my, this soup's delicious, isn't it?
Oh, my
God. What the hell just happened?
Talking to us.
Tim's train of thought or a quote.
I thought he was just talking to us.
Can I guess? Breathe, Tim.
You can guess.
Is it Beetlejuice?
No, it is not Beetlejuice.
That was the only thing I could think of.
That's not a bad guess.
Excuse me, can you read the quote again, please?
Oh, gosh.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, please.
Okay.
It's definitely familiar, but I can't remember. That's the only thought I could come up with.
Well, someone's got to break the ice, and it might as well be me. I mean, I'm used to being a hostess. It's part of my husband's work. And it's always difficult when a group of new friends meet together for the first time to get acquainted. So I'm perfectly prepared to start the ball rolling. I mean, I absolutely have no idea what we're doing here or what I'm doing here or what this place is about. But I'm determined to enjoy myself, and I'm very intrigued. And oh, my, this soup's delicious, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
I have no idea. That did this not help at
very,
all.
Very, very familiar, and I cannot.
I know.
It's like right there.
I'm pretty sure there. Most, if not all of you, have seen this movie.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean we're going to remember a quote part. That long. Why is it a hard quote?
Okay, so for half points, give us a hint.
Yeah, half point.
A half hint. A point.
But I can't guess again.
That's true. You can't.
This is a movie that it's hard to give a hint without really giving the movie away. Unless it would be a really obscure hint, which I just can't think of off the
top.
So you're not going to give us a clue?
Tim is awesome.
What did you say?
I said Tim is awesome.
You're not going to give us a clue? Is it Clue?
Yes, it's Clue.
Oh. Wow. Wait. He's playing with me.
She did not say the call sign.
Tim is awesome and I love him.
Say the magic word. I called out.
I'm losing right out the gate. It sucks.
That is not one I would have. Yeah, I've seen it, but wow. Yeah.
I don't know who said that.
I haven't seen that.
And you know what? I'm going to give Andrea a point for that. Because that's how I roll.
Yay!
Can anyone guess?
She did not say the catchphrase, Tim is awesome, by the way.
Tim is awesome and I love him, so you know what? Liz?
No. No shush. I have no idea who said that.
Any takers on who the character was?
Oh, I think I know. Since I know it's Clue now. Mrs. Peacock.
Indeed.
Okay.
Lou gets a point.
I remember the scene. I just didn't remember the quote.
I no longer like this game.
Just for our listeners, so they know, Eric was not able to make it into the game. So I'm making some adjustments here on the fly, and we might go six rounds.
So we have five of us, and he's got five questions. We can go. Yeah, we can go one more round.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Why Eric abandoned us?
Yeah, he's traveling, so he wasn't able. I think he had some logistical things. So,
all right.
The next one is for Carrie. Carrie, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Uh huh.
And your line is, I can't do it in the voice. That I suppose I could, but I'm not going to try.
Do it. No. You cannot do it without the voice. Do it.
No, voice will give it away. It's too easy.
No voice.
The quote is, I'm not bad, I'm just drawn that way.
Oh, Jessica Rabbit. Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes. So
nice.
You'll get all 3 points on that one.
She did it in the wrong order, though, so she shouldn't get any points at all.
Lou's a cutthroat.
Hey, Tim said to be evil. So. Okay, maybe you didn't say be evil, but, you know, whatever.
All right. Lou, are you ready for yours?
Not really, but okay.
This one I actually will do in the style in which it was spoken.
Oh, Lord.
Or no voices. That gives it away. No, that makes it easier.
But I really wanted to do this.
No.
We guess.
Yeah, you can't. No voices.
Okay. Some things in here don't react well to bullets.
Oh. The Hunt for Red October.
Yes, correct. And who is it spoken by?
Was it Captain Ramus?
Yes, it was. You get all three.
Yeah.
Nice job.
See? Your impression would have...
Sorry,
now do it to Sean Connery.
Points for pronouncing it wrong.
Some things in here don't react well to bullets.
See, no voices. You are not allowed to do voices.
That wouldn't have helped, but it was pretty good. Not bad.
Either way, still no voices.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
It is your turn.
Okay, wait. So it's the end of round one. We need a recap of the points.
Okay.
No, we don't.
Okay,
Shannon.
At the end of the first round, Liz has 2 points. Andrea has 5 points.
Five?
Yes.
Yeah.
She does. Shannon,
is that 5 points?
Has no man.
So there's a discount.
Only like 3 U.S. points, right?
Yeah, what's the conversion rate on that?
Carrie has 3 points, and Lou has 4 points.
I do have something in my eye, if that counts. I don't know if you guys saw that drama, though.
You don't need your eyes to listen to a quote, okay, Shannon?
Yeah. You don't answer questions with eyeballs.
Yeah. Here's a look into my eye.
Okay, Liz, so rude. Okay, my turn.
All right, Liz's turn.
I'm nervous.
Are you ready, Liz?
I'm nervous. No, I don't know. I'm nervous. Go.
I recognize the council has made a decision, but given it's a stupid-ass decision, I've elected to ignore it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be so sad if I can't think of this one.
Shannon knows it.
Oh,
I know both answers.
I see her.
What's that?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. It's like my brain hurts right now. No. Oh, no. I can hear it in the voice. Crap.
Of course you can. It's the easiest way to hear it.
Oh, my God. Why?
Can we give her a clue?
No, I don't know. I'm not going to get it. Ah! Okay, Shannon, take it away.
Shannon's awesome, I guess.
Point docked.
Yo, she added stuff. I can add stuff, too.
That's right. Shannon?
It was from the Avengers.
Yes.
Ow!
Oh. It was Director Nick Fury of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh. Out of all the people, did not get that one.
I know.
Yeah. Offended.
You're not up to the Avengers yet. I'll forgive you.
I'm not. I haven't watched it in a couple of years.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember that quote at all.
In a movie ever.
No, I could hear it in the voice. I could hear it in Samuel Jackson's voice. And I was like,
anything in his voice. Every movie in his voice, please, from now on.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll agree with that.
Next up is Andrea.
Yeah.
Do you have like a headache? You're like, or are you?
No, stressed? I'm trying to focus.
She's trying to focus.
She also has something in her eye.
All right. So, Andrea, listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government.
I'm bad at this game.
Wait, you can repeat it again, right? I can repeat it.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government.
I heard it in his voice.
Oh, it's a male.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know why Holy Grail is coming to Monty Python?
Yes, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. That is correct.
Nice.
I don't know why Holy Grail was the first thing that came to mind.
Any idea who the character is?
Does it have a name?
Yes.
Yes, he does.
And the name is actually spoken in the film.
Oh, it's been a long time since I saw like the whole movie, because I usually watch my favorite scenes over and over again.
Mm. Andrea, any thoughts on the character's name?
I'm trying to remember like the specific scene, but
10 seconds.
What?
10 seconds.
We're getting second warnings now.
Goodness.
Oh, dear.
Something like Donald or like Devin, something with a D, but I don't know.
Tim is awesome.
Those are not it. Carrie.
Do it, no. Carrie.
Dennis.
Dennis.
Dennis. Oh, Dennis. That was close, Andrea.
Dennis
was
impressed.
I knew it was a D too, but I couldn't. I wasn't going to risk my only guess on a farce.
Good try.
All right, Shannon, you are next up.
Sure.
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 It's a choice.
So defeated.
I just watch me not be able to guess any of my own, but guess everybody else.
Yeah.
I already have bad feeling about losing.
All right, Shannon. They call it a royale with cheese.
Oh. Oh, my God. Come on, Shannon. You can do this. You can do this, girl.
It's right there. And I can't.
Seconds. 2 is awesome.
No, she hasn't given up.
Stop, Tim is saying done.
That wasn't 10 seconds.
You count faster than Tim does.
5 seconds. That was a very long five seconds.
There. Come on.
I mean, I'm not going to figure it out. Just give it to him since he decided 5 seconds is now 10.
Okay. So for the steal, Lou.
For the steal, it's Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
And I can't remember which one it was. Vincent?
My least favorite movie of all time.
What are your least favorite movie of all time?
I can't stand that movie.
Well, now that I know it, I can see it and hear it, and I'm very angry.
It's equal to Blade Runner for me, Lou.
Oh, my goodness.
Hate that movie.
It's funny
it was right before the guy blew his head off in the car.
Can't stand that dumb movie.
I thought that some of these would be, like, really easy.
No.
And I'm pleasantly surprised that it's a challenge. So that's good.
I think they're easy when you hear them in the voice.
Right. And when you're on the spot, you're like, oh. Yeah.
When you're just cold, you're like, what?
Yeah. Because I know it, I can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Then every single time Tim says it, just make it in an angry voice, make it in the sad voice until something clicks with you. And then you'll go figure it out.
Well, because I could hear the tone. It was the tone I could hear in my head.
Right.
That's how the Avengers was for me.
Place it to a voice.
Yeah. Yeah. I think of Mace Windu delivering that line. You know, it's like.
There you go.
Every line. I told you he needs to do every movie.
There you go.
So this is Tim's second movie quote from Sam Jackson.
I know.
That's a theme.
Is definitely biased here.
If there's a man crush it is Samuel L. Jackson.
Really? Okay.
He's been in my job before too, but I didn't get to meet him, but my coworker did.
Also, if there's a man who's like in every movie, it is Sam Jackson.
He walked into the bookstore looked at my coworker and said, and I won't say it because I will not. He went up to my coworker and just looks around the store and goes, ma'am, where are the effing binders?
Shut up.
Because it's a two-story store, so he had no idea where to begin.
That's awesome.
I mean, did everyone just burst into tears from joy?
I was on the second floor, so I missed this beautiful moment.
All right, Carrie is up next.
Yes.
Carrie, I love that you're getting this one.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Oh. Come on, Carrie. You got this.
If you don't, I got it for you.
No.
That sounds wrong in context.
It sounds very, very wrong. But
bad at this
That's the only thing I can think of right now.
Excuse me.
Did you have a guess? I didn't hear it.
Yes, Deadpool.
Oh, no.
No.
I would have said something along those lines, too.
All right. Lou has a guess for a steal. What is it?
Blazing Saddles?
Indeed.
I don't know who the character was. It was a sheriff, but I don't know what his name was.
Sheriff Bart. So one point for
you. I am so trying very hard not to swear right now.
That was awesome. Melbourne 2 was just awesome to begin with.
All right, Lou.
Oh, it's me already. Okay.
It is you.
No, I won't get my movie.
Hey, I've only seen Blazing Saddles like once or twice.
Carpe diem. Huh? Seize the day, boys.
Goodness.
Oh, God, I know this. Dead Poets Society?
Yes.
And I don't know the character's name.
Neither do I.
Oh, isn't it? Oh.
Does anyone have a steal?
Right
there. Shannon?
No.
It's like right there.
I've been so long since I've seen the movie, I have no idea.
His name is, it's just Robin Williams. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, that's not the answer.
I can't watch Robin Williams movies anymore without crying.
It's Professor, I don't know. Teacher or something, I don't know.
Wait, Tim is awesome.
Yes.
I think, is it John?
No.
Is it John?
Anyone else?
Is it John? Hey,
hey, my John. Yeah, is it John? Steven?
Just John. That's only his name. Just John.
All right. Alan Keating.
Keating!
Doesn't ring a bell. Nope. No, I got that.
Dang.
We are back to Lizzie.
Oh, no. Okay.
Wait, point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Point review. Liz, two.
Two.
She has 2 points.
What? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for Andrea. Shannon has 2. Carrie has 4. And for Lou, I think I need a calculator. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for Lou.
Yes.
Wait, how many points do I have again?
We must be stopped, guys.
Who just asked?
Andrea asked how many Andrea. She has.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, I'm on to you.
2 points behind me. 2 points.
I'm on to you.
I suck at this game. Okay, go.
All right, Lizzie.
Full acknowledgement. I already don't know.
I will tell you, this is a tough one.
If he wants to break out the Space Invaders or something like that, baby.
Okay, go.
If you want to know what a man's like, take a good look at how he treats his inferiors, not his equals.
Oh!
Not his what?
Oh.
His equals.
His equals.
It's like all movies I know I've seen.
Sounds familiar, but I can't place it.
I know that you have seen this movie, Liz.
Can you say the quote again?
If you want to know what a man's like, take a good look at how he treats his inferiors, not his equals.
Oh, my God. Gosh, I suck at this game. I was never good at testing.
Ten seconds.
I have no idea. Nope.
No?
Anyone want to see it?
Can you repeat it again?
I'm going to hit myself when you tell us what the answer is.
If you want to know what a man's like, take a good look at how he treats his inferiors, not his equals.
I hear that in a sassy tone, but I don't know. Can you give us a clue?
No.
Why?
It is from a Harry Potter film. This is for no points.
Oh, I'm just really? Out there.
I don't know many Harry Potter quotes. I would not have gotten that.
Oh, so that's it? We don't get any points for that?
No. Any guess as to which movie it comes from? For no points.
Is it in the movie?
Yes.
It's a movie quote game.
I was going to say it's a movie quote.
Just in case. I mean, he's probably trying to screw with us.
This comes from Goblet of Fire.
Oh, that was my second guess. I figured it was one with maybe.
And isn't it Moody? Is it Mad Eye Moody who says it?
Nope, Sirius. No. Black.
Is it?
Oh,
right. Oh, Sirius.
Yeah. I knew it was Sirius, but I couldn't figure out which one.
It was that was a tough one. That was a real tough one. Okay. Andrea, you are up next. This would be to Tyloo.
Oh God.
No pressure, Andrea.
Come on, Andrea.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Oh, my God. Wait,
right now? Did she say it?
No.
What? Oh. We're all waiting.
Wait.
I like Lou's dance.
They may take our lives.
But they'll never take our freedom.
You guys are making me anxious. I can't look at you guys.
Because we're all waiting to scream it out.
10 seconds.
Wait, does Lizzie know this one?
Yes, I know this one.
Oh, my goodness.
Braveheart.
Ah. Yes.
Okay.
It is indeed Braveheart.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think this is right, but is it William?
I think you need the whole name.
You got to get the second half.
Come on, guys. Seriously?
You kind of need the whole name.
She said it.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
William Wallace.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, and we were all waiting on that one.
Nice job, Andrew. Nice job.
The one I knew.
No, Tim, I think that
was the easiest one, Tim.
Whoa.
No, Tim, just so there's no confusion.
The Avengers one was the easiest.
The easiest one.
Next time we have it where the rest of the hosts are all going, yeah, I want to know it. I think you got to pick a name out of a hat because there's no way to one of us.
Yeah. We're all going to scream out, "Tim is awesome," and one of us will be loudest.
Know. Yeah, it would. It would all be like whoever says it the loudest and with the most enthusiasm.
But it's gonna break
I really want my neighbors to yell at me, Tim. Thanks.
My parents are upstairs.
And my wife might be sleeping. So yeah.
I got no neighbors, and I have a loud voice, and I will win.
Yeah. See, that's an unfair advantage. See, pick a name out of a hat.
Forget it.
That movie is what I did instead of going to prom. So.
Okay, Shannon.
Yeah.
You're up next.
Let's see if I can continue this trend of not guessing my own.
Join me, Shannon. Join me.
He would have an enormous Schwanzstucker.
What?
This is familiar.
He would have an enormous Schwanzstucker.
I know this. Hold on.
I don't know this one.
I don't know.
God, it sounds familiar. I can't picture it.
What?
Wait, what?
What?
I'm going to guess it just because it's the only thing that's coming to mind. Mm-hmm. Is it one of the Austin Powers movies?
No.
Okay.
That is a good guess. I feel like that's a great guess, Shannon.
Anyone?
I know the line. Chip is awesome. I can't place it.
Lewis. Chip is awesome. Oh. I'm going to make a guess. I don't know if it's right or not, but Top Secret?
No. Anyone else?
I don't know this one.
No idea.
Everyone's out.
Jan.
That would be Inga in Young Frankenstein.
Or I would have never guessed that.
Okay. I'm getting all the hard ones.
You did get the hard
one.
That was a hard one. Yeah, that was.
You're right, Shannon. That was the hard one.
That's the sabotage.
That one no one could guess.
Especially coming off of Braveheart over there.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Shut up.
Hey, you got it.
But I'm starting to get this. I'm starting to get this picture of the way Tim's brain works.
Yeah,
I'm slightly frightened.
Well, I mean, some of these you got to admit are really easy compared to others. I mean, you know, the
that's the how Braveheart one was
pretty easy. I mean, kind of like if I get the quote, you know, "May the force be with you always." Or, you know, come on. Hey, Tim, throw me a softball, Tim. Come on.
Carrie's up next.
Oh,
hey, wait your turn.
Derek, you're trying to skip Carrie.
He just wants to get on my level.
All right, Carrie. Oh, it's quite simple. If you are a friend, you speak the password, and the doors will open.
Nice.
Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, and Gandalf.
Yes! 3 points
to Carrie. Wow, nice.
Nicely done.
Well done. Oh, Lou, you're...
Seen that movie 20 times.
Lou is absolutely...
Give him a hard one.
I can't.
Better have a hard one.
It's randomized. I'm going through the list.
It's a hard one, you said, Tim, or an easy one?
This is an easy one. You're going to get this one.
Oh,
that's sure, not fair.
I'm going to feel really embarrassed.
Lou?
Yes?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh my God!
What?
Damn it, Tim!
Seriously?
Sorry.
Let's see.
All right. You just say it.
I mean, Dory.
That was his
answer,
honestly.
Jaws. I was thinking out loud.
Any idea? Name of the character.
Of course you are, Lou.
Oh, God. What was his name?
Brody?
Yes. Chief Brody.
Nice.
3 points to Lou.
That's not fair.
All right. So at the beginning.
It's pretty fair. It's the same as Braveheart.
This next round. Liz still has the same 2 points she started the game with.
Yes, that's all I'm going to have, by the way. I started this game. I'm embracing it and having fun.
Andrea has 10 points.
Shannon
with 2. Carrie with 7. And Lou with 12.
Fuck up, Shannon. We can do this.
Yeah, I can guess everybody else's quote.
No, if Shannon and I join teams, can we make it 4 points and then we can gang up on people?
The bonus round.
Shannon, join my team. Join me.
Come to the dark side.
Bonus Come to round. The dark side of the game show.
The game show.
All right, Elizabeth.
Okay, I don't know.
You can't Great give start. Up now.
Okay, give it to me.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Okay, Obi-Wan. Just kidding.
Don't do that. We're not in the right company for that.
I'm just kidding.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
Oh, it's... Okay, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 and it's Drax.
Yes.
Yay, I knew one. That's good.
Honestly, that's... one of the best lines in that
I
movie.
Love that line.
I had confidence in you, Liz.
I would not have gotten that because I don't watch the movie enough. I don't have all those lines. To
that's heart. Such a great wow. line.
Well, I got the Avengers one wrong, but I've seen Guardians of the Galaxy way after Avengers recently. So, yay, Team Liz.
All right. Next up is Andrea.
Okay.
Jiu-Jitsu. I'm going to learn Jiu-Jitsu.
No! It's The Matrix.
Yes, it is The Matrix.
Neo.
Nice.
And it is Neo.
I've watched this movie a million times. My parents would have disowned me if I would have said the wrong thing.
I love that.
Oh, another softball to Andrea.
Sure, as your parents should.
Hey, don't be jealous.
Says the guy who that got the one. Jaws quote.
Uh-huh. Come on, another
softball. That was a good one.
It was good.
Shannon.
Here we go.
You can do this.
I'm just one stomach flu away from my goal weight.
Oh, my God. What?
What?
I'm just one stomach flu away from my goal weight.
This sounds so familiar. It's kind of sad.
I can't get it, though.
Ow. I'm just one. Oh my gosh!
It's like I had an idea, but I can't remember what the title of the movie I was thinking of was. I don't know. Clueless.
Nope.
Yeah. Awesome.
What?
Liz?
What was it?
Is it Mean Girls?
No.
Oh, it's Prada. Tim is awesome.
Who just yelled
it? Do it, Andrew.
To me, Tim is awesome.
Yes.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's right.
I've heard that before.
I never saw that.
Sure.
I am in hell.
And who is the
You're
character?
You're okay.
Andrea?
I don't remember the name. I don't know.
Are you passing?
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Is it Emily?
It is indeed
it's
Emily.
It's the assistant. Yeah.
Oh.
Very good.
I'm not sure that movie quote should be in our game here, Tim. That's certainly not, you know.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
It is a good movie.
I will tell you, it is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Because you haven't seen it, it doesn't mean that it's a bad quote, okay?
Yeah. Agreed.
My best friend dragged me to see it, and it's one of the ones I don't regret.
It's a better movie than stupid Pulp Fiction.
Ow.
Hey. All right, on to Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Vasquez, have you ever been mistaken for a man?
Oh my God.
Oh.
Okay. Tim is awesome. I'm just going to say it right now.
That's not how the game works.
Wow.
What'd you say?
You know what, Andrew? We all gave you time.
Guys,
hey, Tim,
I can't hear.
Tim, you are the best.
Carrie, no. What did you say?
Just saying, like, you're the best.
Editor two?
No.
Oh.
Tim is awesome.
Oh, I said it
first. He was wrong, so it was open to anybody then, right?
Yeah, Lou. That's true. That's
go.
Aliens?
Go, Lou.
Indeed, it was aliens.
And who said it?
Who said it?
Tim is awesome if you don't get this.
You still have to wait till after.
I'll just sit here with my 2 points and my wine.
Come on, Lou. Yay,
come on.
You cannot give me this point.
Oh, I know. I can't. I was named.
10 seconds.
Hey, oh, God.
It was obviously the cat.
I don't know it. I don't know
true,
his name.
True, Shannon,
Lou
true.
Passes.
I pass.
Tim is awesome.
Andrea.
Hudson.
Hudson, absolutely.
Fun the same person.
I love the movie.
Speaking in theater too.
It's all over,
which I just saw. Which I just saw like 2 weeks ago. So, yeah.
I've never seen Aliens.
Me neither.
Oh, what?
God.
We already talked about this on a podcast.
Yeah.
Lou.
Yeah. I think we've discussed this.
Sadly, we have.
I put it out of my mind that you guys haven't seen it. Oh, my God.
Lou.
That's sad.
Oh, I'm up.
So sad.
Your turn.
Okay.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Tim, calm down. That's not something you should be asking Lou, okay?
Yeah, Tim, this is a weird time to make a confession.
Okay, so I hear which one is this. So, meet the parents.
Yes.
I can hear it in his voice, too.
Yeah,
I can, too. And I can see the action. I got nipples. Can you help me?
I delivered the best way possible.
Nice. God.
10 seconds.
What is his name?
Yeah, I don't know.
So bad with the name.
Say the actor's
name. 5 seconds.
Again, it was the
Robert cat. De Niro, but I don't know who shared his name.
It was the cat. It's always the cat.
Does anyone want to
steal about
this?
The cat.
It was the father of the bride. I don't know.
Who wants to steal a point?
The Falkers are Ben Stiller's family.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say the Falkers. I said the father of the bride.
Yeah, no, I'm just speaking out loud.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyone?
Mr. De Niro.
It was Jack Burns.
I would not have gotten that.
Jack Burns. All right. So at the end,
I was going to call him the human lie detector, but I figured I wouldn't get points for that.
So at the end of 4 rounds, the scores are Liz with 6.
Yay.
Andrea with 15.
Wow.
Shannon with 2. Sorry.
There's Carrie, still a chance, Shannon.
Carrie with 7. And mm-hmm. Lewis with 15.
We got to beat Lou.
I'm only 1 point ahead of her.
Okay, how can we band together and overthrow
him? Yeah, stopped,
you,
girls.
You guys are tied for 15.
Wait, lady, how do we overthrow him? I was ahead of her last time, and I got 2, and
it
she
was
got...
the power of one.
Yeah, but I guess...
In this round, Lou, she got 5 points.
Shannon, does your wine glass have a cat or a dog on it?
It's a dog. It's called I Had a Rough Day wine glass.
Oh, I want him.
It was a Christmas present from my grandmother.
And it has ears.
He does. Yeah.
Liz has an alligator that would eat that.
I do not have an alligator, Tim.
It would eat glass?
Probably.
I'm the one who's friendly with gators, Tim.
I don't know. Lizzie.
What round are we on?
We are on round 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, one more round? Okay.
Or is it two because we...
We can go 6 rounds. I'm sorry, we can go 7
two
rounds.
2 more rounds.
So I still want a recount.
Better.
Yeah, we can go 7 rounds.
You already gave us a recount.
Oh, boy.
7 rounds.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, do it.
I actually have enough questions for 7.
Do it.
Okay.
So we'll see. If I'm winning after 6, we'll stop at 6.
No.
Lizzie.
No. Chana needs to get at least 4, okay?
I can't hear. Okay.
I mean funny, like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Oh, no.
I Shannon knows this one.
I know it, but I can't remember what it's from. I do know it, but I know it very well, and I can hear it in my head. Oh, God.
I'm funny, like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I can still hear it.
Oh, no.
5 seconds.
I have no idea.
Nope, I got nothing.
Oh, it sounds so familiar, but no.
Anyone for a steal, Shannon?
It's like right there, and I can hear the voice, but I cannot place it.
Sherry, why not? You could use a point. Carrie, did you have something?
Wait, Shannon said something.
Yeah, Jen? Well, no, it was going to be a question. He wasn't going to answer it, so.
I want to say it's The Dark Knight and the Joker.
No.
Oh, crap. Never mind.
Funny, like, clown.
Can you give us a clue?
He's not into clues.
For no points. For no points, the clue is it's a gangster movie.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Godfather?
I know it is.
Goodfellas.
Yeah,
Shannon, do you know the character?
I could hear it in Pesci's voice, and I was like, you know what? All I could think about was the good feathers from Animaniacs.
God,
and it's part of a really great line, a much longer line, which is just incredible.
That's a great movie.
I could hear his voice and his delivery in my head, and I knew it was a gangster movie, but for some reason my brain kept going, it's animated. I was like, no, it's not. It's not animated. Do not say it. It is, because it's not.
Andrea. This one's for all the street cred right here.
Oh, no. No pressure, Andrea.
Kind of pressure. What does that mean, though? Is it harder or easy?
That's so much pressure.
This one, if you haven't seen it, you probably don't know.
Stop giving pressure. Stop giving her pressure.
Are you ready? She disappeared.
No, she disappeared. Oh, okay.
No, my head is down. I'm focusing. Okay.
All right. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Wait. I think I just saw, like... Wait, no, I know this.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
I can hear the voice.
Always the voice.
10 seconds.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Five.
I don't know this one.
Anyone first?
Sounds awesome.
Yes, I am.
Is it Dr. Strangelove?
It is indeed Dr. Strangelove.
Oh, I've never
seen it.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't remember who said it, but I do know that line.
Any guesses on the character?
It's also seen it now.
See, this is an example of a movie that I have but haven't seen yet, but I know the quote because it's so...
Okay. Hmm? President Merkin Muffley.
Okay.
Wouldn't have guessed that.
I'm gonna watch that on my movie night.
Shannon.
Yeah.
Are you ready for more points?
I hope so.
Does that mean that it's easy?
Apparently
I'm giving
not.
Spoiler alerts, Tim.
And the quote is, "Here's Johnny."
Oh my God! Seriously,
Tim, you are seriously awesome. You are fired.
I just said the name of the movie, Lou. Nice try. It's The Shining.
Yes, it is indeed The Shining. Do we know the name of the character?
I'm trying to remember.
Stop saying Tim is awesome before someone's turn is over. That won't get you points.
Hold on. Oh, Jack Torrance.
Wow, nice job. 3 points.
Nice.
I wouldn't have got the name of the character, but the movie.
I would have just said Johnny.
I was trying to remember, but I didn't remember until, I don't know if you guys ever saw the movies reenacted in 30 Seconds by Bunnies, but all I heard in my head was the little bunny going, "I don't want to go there, Mrs. Torrance." So I was like, Jack Torrance.
And that's why parody is so important. It was an all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. But
yeah.
And here's Johnny. I mean,
yeah.
And here's Carrie.
Yes.
Ominous.
You're gonna give me another one. I don't know, aren't you?
This one.
Welcome to my world, Carrie.
This one can be misleading.
Oh dear.
Oh.
He's got a trick play.
Quote is, "Go ahead, make my day."
Oh. It's like 50 Shades of Grey.
You have to keep giving me West. You have to keep giving me.
Oh.
It's the Outlaw Josie Wells?
No, it is not.
Chase it.
Anyone for a steal?
Wait, Eric can't. Eric can't. Can't edit non-English swearing, can he?
Well, actually, I'll be doing the editing, and I don't give a damn.
Oh, snap! Bloody hell!
Anyone for a steal?
Is it a Clint Eastwood movie?
Say the quote again.
It is a Clint Eastwood movie. I know.
Make my day.
Okay, Tim is awesome.
Lou,
was it Dirty Harry?
No.
Tim is awesome.
Shannon.
Is it The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
No.
Okay. Fail.
I don't know.
There's only so many Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. I just haven't seen all of them.
Andrea or Liz?
Go ahead and make my day.
Oh, damn. Wait. Oh, that's sad.
Nah, you can't.
I don't know the title. I just remember seeing it. Bruce Almighty did a joke about it. That's Clint.
Awesome. 5 seconds.
I want to say, okay, Tim is awesome. I'm just going to wing it.
Yep.
Sudden Impact, but yes. Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
I was going to say another movie, but thank God it didn't.
Good try.
And the name of the character?
I don't know.
Clint Eastwood.
Exactly. His character.
I don't know.
He's always himself.
Are you passing?
He's always himself.
Yeah, I'm passing. I don't know.
Okay. Does anyone have a steal on the character?
Better with movie names, not character.
It was the chair.
Not the cat?
The chair.
But not the cat.
It was the chair.
5 seconds. Two.
Tim is awesome. Lou. Give me a second or two to think again.
I see how he works.
Did he already guess? He can't do it again.
No, I can guess in character. I didn't get the movie right. It's Harry. Harry.
Did you just see that? Tim just shook his head. So you're wrong.
Yeah, you failed.
Oh.
5 seconds left.
I can't remember his last name. I can't remember it.
Forfeit.
All right. It was Dirty Harry Callahan.
Well, he got it.
Harry.
Man. No, that just not count. No.
If he gave me Dirty Harry, I actually would have.
Absolutely not. We let her go with it.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah, you let me go with it. So I think he deserves a point.
No, you said William Wallace.
No, I don't get the points for that.
No, but there was one I only said the first name.
Absolutely not. He does not get that one.
Sorry, Lou. I'm trying to make this competition, but I guess not.
Forget it.
We just put your co-host. Thanks.
All right, Lou. It is, in fact, your turn.
Yes, Tim.
Your quote is, "Well, hello to you, too. And need I remind you, I am naked in the snow. I can't feel any of my extremities. And I mean any of them."
Oh no, I do know this one. I can't remember.
Repeat the quote, please.
"Well, hello to you too. And need I remind you, I am
Come on, Lou, I know this one. My mom is gonna be so proud of me.
Give him a chance, give him a chance.
No.
We gave you forever to guess Braveheart.
That's true.
Guys, let me read him the quote again. He asked for the quote again. Let me read it. "Well, hello to you too. And need I remind you, I am naked in the snow. I can't feel any of my extremities, and I mean any of them."
Oh.
10 seconds.
No, I got nothing. I got nothing.
Black Panther.
You're gonna pass it?
Yeah.
Tim is awesome.
Andrea, what do you got?
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Skinner.
Yes.
Yeah! I love him!
That's my favorite character, too!
I love him!
Poor gentleman!
I love that movie.
I love that movie.
No, I didn't hear. What was the movie?
The answer was actually
The Extraordinary Gentleman.
Black Panther.
I think I saw that movie once.
As much as Stuart Townsend annoys me, he has my favorite line in that movie. "Why are you uncomplicated?"
I think I blocked most of that movie, though. It was pretty bad.
No, it was so much fun to watch.
It was fun. It was a spectacle for sure.
Yeah.
It was definitely part of the early 2001, late 1990s.
Yeah.
Like
Yes. Ridiculous. The same era that gave us the Covenant.
Isn't Shane West in that movie?
He is in that.
Yeah, okay. He is.
Like Tom Sawyer. Right.
Boyfriend respect.
So God, I think that's
where you were going with that, Liz.
Yeah.
The score is Lizzie with 6.
Losing.
Andrea with 18.
Holy losing, Liz.
Shannon with 6.
Well, oh, tied with Shannon. Okay, I'll take it.
Carrie with 7.
That gives us 12, Shannon.
And Lou with 15.
Man, I got beat up that round.
Carrie, you want to get in on this?
You can.
I tripled the
powers.
That gives us 19 altogether.
And our powers combined.
Yeah.
All right.
We're basically Captain Planet.
So Liz.
We're Captain Planet. Yeah. Okay, give it to me.
Lizzie, if you don't get this, you're off movie rampage.
No, don't preface questions that way.
You're so mean.
Stop prefacing questions like that.
No pressure, Liz. No pressure.
I'm not going to get it now. You suck. All right, go.
Your quote is...
Oh, man.
We'll always have Paris.
Oh, no.
Elizabeth.
No, no. Because you said that.
I don't know this one either.
Oh, crap.
Because I'm really not going to kick you off Movie Rampage.
Oh, you should.
I'm just kidding. I promise.
Hold on. No.
We'll always have Paris.
Of course, it's like on the tip of my tongue, Now I'm going through every other movie I know in my life and I'm attributing it to that movie. Oh, no. I'm very bad at this game. The pressure kills me.
Dancing, so I think she knows it.
I think I do.
Lou's dancing, I do. Too. Look, Lou's dancing, too.
Shannon, Carrie, please say it. Tim is awesome before he does.
Oh, don't worry, I'm ready.
Except I don't know the answer.
Time is up.
It's okay. Just say it.
Tim is awesome.
That was Shannon.
I already said it.
Shannon said it.
That was Casablanca, wasn't it?
Indeed it was.
Damn it!
And who was the character who spoke the line?
Hold on.
Tim is awesome.
You know that one.
Yeah. Awesome.
No, I get time.
She gets time.
I was going with something so much more modern. I don't know why.
I'm confusing it with my favorite bogey character, who is Sam Spade. And I know that's not who it is. My brain keeps going, yeah, it's Sam Spade. No, it's not, Shannon.
Not.
10 seconds.
Lord?
God's not in that movie.
Humphrey Bogart.
Anyone for the steal on the character?
See, I got pressured because Lou was pressuring me.
Rick.
That's right.
He was pressuring
me.
Rick what?
If Tim would shut his mouth and not give me pressure, I could get movies. Tim is rigging this against me.
No more pressure on Lizzie.
That false. He's going to give it to me.
Andrea.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm mad about that one. Not going to lie. Go ahead.
Okay.
Andrea, you can't handle the truth.
I know I can't.
That's a quote. That's actually the quote.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
What was that?
Shannon's like making out with her microphone.
I'm ready.
Lou's dancing.
You can't handle the truth.
10 seconds.
Shannon, you better do this for me, girl. Don't let him win.
I'm pretty sure I got this one.
I don't know.
Tim is awesome.
You know the full answer, Shannon?
No, Shannon got it.
Shannon totally had it.
A Few Good Men.
Oh!
That one.
And do you know the name of the character?
No, but I know it was Jack Nicholson again. I got good luck with Jack Nicholson, all right?
Anyone for a steal on the character?
Can I steal now that I know?
Yes.
She's going to say Jack Nicholson again.
Oh, I can?
No, I'm kidding. Don't say Jack Nicholson.
You can. Oh, I can?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can.
You know it?
Yes, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
Just say yes.
Start with a J.
Are you?
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Oh,
it was
no.
Give me a guess.
Lou has it.
Colonel Jessup.
No. Yes, no. Colonel Jessup.
It's okay, guys. He only got 1 point because I got the other.
Andrea,
Shannon.
Thanks for giving me the J because that did it for me.
It's okay. You're going to catch up to me, so it's okay.
All right. Shannon.
Who's ready to not guess her own quote? It's me.
Shannon, I've always wanted to tell you this.
Oh, good Lord.
You make me want to be a better man.
Aww.
Gosh. Nice.
See, now I'm not going to know this one.
She's so flustered.
What? No, I just genuinely can't remember what this is.
It's on the tip of my tongue. God.
I know, right? It's right there.
I think Carrie knows this.
I know it.
Anna Steele?
Ooh, Lizzie knows
it. Lizzie knows it? Oh, my God.
10 seconds.
I threw out a guess already. Man of Steel.
No.
Tim is awesome.
Whoa, Elizabeth.
Jerry Maguire?
No.
Oh, awesome. Snap. Carrie, take it.
As good as it gets.
Yes, as good as
it gets. Oh, good one.
I don't remember the character's name, but it's also Jack Nicholson. I think it's patterned
him. Oh, my good luck.
Awesome. Jack Nicholson. I think I know this one.
I
could have sworn it was Jerry Maguire.
Did Carrie say as good as it gets?
Uh-huh.
I did.
Okay, Tim is awesome then.
Did someone
he's
else already
call it? Awesome because the movie is as good.
No, that's Andrea.
Okay, Andrea.
Is it Melvin?
Yes, I'll give it to you.
Oh, yay!
There you go.
As soon as I knew the movie, I was like, I know Melvin.
I couldn't guess my own quotes. I was only able to guess one of my own quotes.
You're still ahead of me, Shannon.
On technicalities.
No. Right, I think next. Not getting Casablanca is not a technicality.
That's true, and I apologize for you for that.
Next up is Carrie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember the first time I got shot out of a cannon.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, baby.
See, what I don't know.
I have funny. No idea.
It was very funny out of context. Yeah, I remember the first time I got shot out of a cannon.
And the guy delivered it perfectly too.
I don't know. I found Tim's delivery very funny.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
10 seconds.
I don't know.
Go.
She still has time. Oh,
Carrie gave it up.
I yield the floor to Lou.
She was awesome.
All right,
Lou. True
Lies.
Yes, True Lies.
I never seen that movie.
No, me neither.
Yes.
Name.
And the character? Do we know the character?
Get it wrong.
Who's very good at this game?
I know the guy, but I can't remember his character name. Oh my God. What is his name? I don't remember his name.
10 seconds.
Nope. I got nothing. Pass.
Pass? Anyone?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. I've never seen this movie.
Everyone loves to shoot Chewbacca out of
He said it to Elijah Dusku. Or whatever he missed.
No one?
I did never see that movie.
It was
nope.
Gib.
It was Tom Arnold. What was his name?
Gib. I highly recommend that movie. It is one of my favorites.
Yes. It awesome. Is so much
awesome
fun.
Movie.
All right, Lou, finishing up the round.
Oh, boy.
No pressure.
You're good at this game, Lou.
Oh, Lou, it's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Thanks, Tim.
You suck at this game, Tim.
How do I suck at the game? I'm not even playing it.
Because you keep giving spoilers.
You can feed your ego all night, Tim.
Stop giving spoilers.
How am I feeding my ego when everyone's
Come
saying
on, that? Tim is awesome. That's
my ego.
I'm ready to
stop with your no more commentary.
All right, Lou.
Yes.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Three Amigos?
Earlier than that.
Oh, that's a guess.
Yeah,
that's
next. A guess. Okay. Anyone okay. to steal it?
It was awesome.
Carrie.
Born in East LA.
Before that. Anyone else?
Really?
I know it. I just can't remember it.
I don't know this. I don't think I've seen
a movie. Shannon is very close to her microphone.
5 seconds.
No, I'm very close
She's
to
making
my
out
pop
with it.
Filter.
Oh, okay. You're very close to your pop filter.
I know. Thank you. I love it very much.
Last
but
chance.
Nothing. But I want to hear some talking.
Going once. Going twice.
I have no idea.
Treasure the Sierra Madre.
I would.
Okay.
Yeah, but you see, the problem with that is, and I don't want the points, but the problem with that is, it's best known for the Three Amigos. Or a derivation of that quote.
Oh, I would say it's best. Quote. Or, it, the or thing is, it's known in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
It was in a lot.
Well, that's true. Out. Then I think Lou should get a point for
in a movie
that he talked about, though.
Don't let him get close to me.
We don't need
No, but I do think that's true. It is in a lot of movies.
Oh, it is. It came up in Blazing Saddles. It was.
Is it delivered the exact same way in the other movies? Because if it is, he gets a point.
Well, yeah, because they're making fun of it.
Okay, so then he should get.
I think he gets a point.
No.
He doesn't get the full 2 points. You just get one.
Okay. The pity point.
All right.
No, valid point.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Let's just try to make up for rounds, making me, you know,
we have
mad
one round time. Left.
I don't make up for anything.
Oh, boy.
The score is my co-host Elizabeth, who likes to make up rules.
-7.
Elizabeth, she has 6 points.
Still?
Yes.
Yeah, still, Lou, still.
Andrea has 19 points.
Oh, I didn't go up a lot. I only went up 1 point.
Shannon has 8 points.
Girl, you went far.
Carrie, I got 2.
Carrie has 8 points.
We're tied. Yay.
And Lou has 18 points.
Oh, no.
Ooh. So Andrea is in first place going into the last round.
If I hadn't whiffed in the last round.
Here we go.
I'm
going
to screw this up.
Team Captain Planet is winning.
Right. Elizabeth.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. No, because you keep on prefacing them and throwing me off my game.
Lizzie, no pressure at all. No, this is just you no clear your mind.
Yeah.
No
too late. Too late. Go.
Look at this. It's worthless. $10 from a vendor in the street. But I take it, I bury it in the sand for 1,000 years, and it becomes priceless.
Oh, my God. Oh my God! Why?
I don't like Lou right now.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Liz, tell me when you're gonna say that you give up.
Oh my gosh!
I'll repeat the line.
Okay.
Look at this. It's worthless. $10 from a vendor in the street, but I take it. I bury it in the sand for 1,000 years, and it becomes priceless. 10 seconds. Huh.
Oh, everything I want to say is wrong.
5 seconds.
Andrea, come on.
Forfeit.
This is awesome.
This is awesome.
Andrea got it.
Yes.
Andrea got it.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Belloc? Is it Belloc? I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
It is Belloc. Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is what happens to my brain. Is I put it through the filter of every other movie I know, and then all of a sudden I don't know what movie I'm talking about. is it Jurassic Park? That's what I was thinking.
Is it The Mummy?
I was like, is it any movie with sand in it? I don't know.
Is it a Star Wars movie?
Is it a Star Wars?
At first, I thought it was The Little Mermaid, but it wasn't.
I was like, I literally was like, is it Aladdin?
Is it Aladdin? $10, Aladdin.
I have no idea what happens with my brain when the, like, pressure happens. Okay, continue.
All right, Andrea.
Fail.
Oh, it's my turn now. Oh,
yes, Jesus. It is. There's something out there waiting for us, and it ain't no man. We're all going to die.
Something about space, probably.
good one.
There's something out there waiting for us, and it ain't no man.
Even my hamster stopped scratching. It's letting me think now.
I have a guess, but I'm going to wait.
I don't. I'm stumped.
Tim is awesome.
Time is up.
I don't know.
Is it the Mummy?
No, it is not.
Damn, I thought it was that weird American guy who was like, whoa.
Say the quote again.
I don't know.
Does someone else know it? Say the quote again.
Yeah, say it again.
There's something out there waiting for us, and it ain't no man. We're all going to die.
I think I hit this one before, but Tim is awesome?
Yep. Go ahead, Carrie.
Predator?
Yes, Predator.
Oh my God. You know what? I've not seen that movie either.
I thought that, but my first thing I thought was that mummy guy.
Carrie,
you know, yeah, that was a good guess.
If you'd asked me last week, I wouldn't have known it, but I just saw both Predator movies. Yeah.
Carrie, do you know the character?
Hell no.
No? Anyone who wants to steal on the character?
No.
I mean, I already can't trust my brain because my brain told me it wasn't Predator, so I didn't guess Predator.
All right, the character was Billy.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I don't remember the name.
I was going down a totally different path. I was thinking it was Star Trek movie where they went to meet God. Was it?
No. See, my brain went.
Star Trek 5?
Yeah.
Carrie, did you just chug from the bottle?
She's over this.
Did you just take a swig? I saw. No.
I licked the edge because I had no hands.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure. Okay. I'm just, no. I'm going to avoid that entirely. Shannon.
You're the one who walked into this.
There we go.
There are dinner jackets and dinner jackets. This is the ladder. And I need you looking like a man who belongs at that table.
Wait, say it one more time because someone yelled in the middle of it.
Sorry.
There are dinner jackets and dinner jackets. This is the ladder. And I need you looking like a man who belongs at that table.
I don't know. I don't know this one. This isn't fair.
I don't know this one.
10 seconds.
What in the world is that sound?
That's me. I know it.
Oh, come on.
5 seconds.
Don't give this one to Lou.
It was awesome.
Did you say you know it?
Elizabeth.
Or was that Andrea?
Casino Royale, Vesper Lynn.
Oh, yes. Oh, there you go.
Nice. I'm really upset.
Thank you.
Maybe next time we'll do like Disney quotes. Maybe it'll be easy for everyone. Or Star Wars quotes.
No, Disney quotes would be bad.
It could have thrown Disney in there and helped us out. Those are movies.
I think I actually do pretty well with
like
Disney.
From Braveheart.
or Jack Nicholson movies.
Why could I get, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Because that was
too easy. You've stolen some good ones.
Yeah, maybe next time Shannon should be the one in charge of this.
You're still beating me, Shannon. Don't worry.
You guys don't want me in charge of this.
Carrie.
Yes?
You know who I am. You don't know where I am, and you'll never see me coming.
Oh.
You know who I am. You don't know where I am, and you'll never see me coming.
What the bloody hell do you keep giving me?
Oh my gosh.
I might have a guess, but I'm gonna wait.
I think I know what this is. Again, it's a movie that I've watched a couple times.
I don't know. Probably.
Once.
Shannon.
Twice.
Save me here.
Tim is awesome.
That's awesome.
Ooh, Lou had it.
Oh, Lou said it.
No, because Shannon just said it slower. Maybe they should do it again.
Lou, what do you have?
Just because Shannon is crazy as we are.
Yes, Lou had Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3. And it was spoken by the Mandarin.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure
Lou's screen just turned a little bit less bright. Did he have a tab open? It's that head, the reflection.
I didn't remember the fact that I said your name first later.
I think Lou was faster.
All right. So going into the last turn of the last round.
Oh, my gosh.
Lou.
Oh, it's all on me.
You have a lightning round?
The score, you know I'm going to screw this up.
The score, by the way, right now, solely between you and Andrea. Andrea has 21 points. You have 20.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't. Son of a biscuit.
What does Team Captain Planet have?
Watch Tim. Tim's going to screw me over and give him, like, you are the father.
I'm giving him what the last one is on the list.
He's going to screw me over.
That means it's going to be easy. Yep,
he's going to screw me over. That means. Mm-hmm.
They were all randomized.
No. This is bullshit.
Wow.
I'm already getting mad because I lost.
So, I'm not accusing you of cheating. I'm just, when you say this is the last quote, that tells us all that it is an easy one.
I'm so pissed right now.
It's literally the last one, right?
So, Lou, either for the win or for
the forfeit.
Total embarrassment for the rest of eternity.
See, it's going to be easy. I'm going to be mad.
It's going to be easy. I'm saying because he will have lost.
Yeah, right.
Read the quote before it gets messy.
When someone asks if you're a god, you say yes.
If someone asks if you're a god, you say yes. So it's Return of the Jedi.
Oh. No.
What?
No,
it is not.
What?
For Carrie.
Anyone
How
for a steal.
How on earth is that your guess?
I believe
Carrie just do it for me, girl.
Ghostbusters.
Carrie, take it.
Yes, it is Ghostbusters.
Oh, my God.
No, that is not a character. Shit. Does anyone have... Lou, you could tie it.
I could.
Does anyone have a guess on the character?
I can't remember any of their names.
Just guess, Lou.
let's see.
This is anybody's right now.
I don't know.
5 seconds.
Is it awesome. Sigourney Weaver?
Lou.
Oh, go ahead.
Was it Venkman?
No.
I said fake, but he said no.
Oh, I hear it.
My heart almost stopped.
There you go.
The official winner.
Nice.
The very
first. Oh, my God.
Random chatter.
Woo!
Random movie quotes game show is Andrea from Canada.
Yay!
We gave this one to Canada.
Wow.
The gold medal goes to Canada.
We don't have
to
now, do we?
On the heels of the Olympics and everything. Yeah. America couldn't hold it down.
All right, so a recap.
They couldn't even hold it down at the Olympics.
A recap of our scores. We have Andrea winning it with 21 points. Lou was so close at 20 points.
Good job, Gabe.
Third place is Carrie with 10 points.
Yay.
And tied... Shannon and Liz with 8 points.
Look at that.
Yay! Wait, why don't I have 9? Because I had 6 before I got the last question, which was 3 points.
Yes.
And Tim can't count.
You are right. You have 3 points.
Wow, I think we got to have a total recount there.
Oh, I don't trust your counting at all.
No kidding.
Tim, I won it. Okay.
No,
thanks, Liz. At least I was tied.
Liz has 9 points.
I'm sorry, Shannon.
You took up the
so
total
much for
rear
Team
end of
Captain
the game show.
Planet.
Team Captain Planet still alive.
Wait, so 10, 10, 9, and 8?
Yeah. What do we have, Carrie?
Only 17. It wouldn't matter.
Ah! We couldn't even win.
No.
That's a group.
So before we close off the show, first, I will offer to Andrea any closing remarks as our winner.
Live long and prosper, everyone.
Wow.
I meet you all.
Does this mean that Andrea gets to be the host of the next game show, like a movie draft?
She certainly could if she wants to.
Oh.
These are just kind of like, hey, unofficial. If you want to do something, go for it. So
I mean, Tim is a very good host, except for giving us spoilers before we go into it. Those good choices too. I thought they were good quotes. Some hard, some easy. You got to have a mix.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Good job, gang.
Any closing remarks from the near winner?
No, I had a lot of fun. This is a great time. Congratulations to Andrea.
Leo, yeah. Shake your hand right there. Good job, Leo.
Lou was the first person in last place.
I'm the first loser. Yeah. Second place, first loser.
Carrie, you were next. Do you have any closing remarks for our listeners or for your opponents or your wonderful host?
Kids, 3D and driving just don't mix.
Elizabeth.
Hi. Chewbacca Star Wars.
No, that is still not the right answer.
Chewbacca from the Star Wars. Is that right? Was that the right one?
You will all notice that I didn't even have a Star Wars movie in the lineup. I could not possibly do that.
It's Chewbacca from Star Wars.
And Shannon, you're it. So any closing remarks for us?
Randomizers seem to hate me.
You had a tough time with it.
I actually have some closing remarks.
She wrote a speech.
Back to you now?
Yeah.
She wrote a winning speech.
Too late.
I would like to thank my mom, my dad, my brothers for allowing me to watch a million movies. And I would like to thank Carrie, Shannon, and Lizzie for giving me the win.
We did not give you a win.
Guys, allowed me to win. See, this is a Canadian way of thanking people.
Now, that's a very strange way. Team Captain Planet was trying to hold their own.
Shannon, let's be clear. I'm Spanish before I'm Canadian, okay? So I have to go. Okay.
All right. Respect.
We forgive you then. Doesn't mean we let you win, though.
What?
Doesn't mean we let you win, though.
No, you earned your win. We did not let you have anything.
No.
Well, Shannon was just very bad, genuinely.
Liz, Andrea, Shannon, Carrie, Lou, thank you very much for joining us. I hope you had a good time tonight.
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
We did.
That was very fun.
I'm embarrassed.
Folks, we hope you enjoyed listening. As a quick summation of the Random Chatter stuff, hit us up at Random Chatter on Twitter. You can find me at Qui-Gon Tim. That's Tim with two M's. Liz, where can they find you on Twitter?
I'm at Nerd in the City.
Andrea.
You can find me at Cats Bears. That's KatzBears.
Shannon.
And for those that are not Canadian, that's a Z.
So Canadian of you.
Shannon.
You can find me at Shank Beezy. Shank as in Shank. And Beezy.
Come and
Shank as in Shank.
Carrie, where can we find you on Twitter?
You can find me at BlackFire42. That's black as in my wardrobe, fire as in it's pretty, and 42 as in the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Very good. And Lou, for the most creative one, where can we find you on Twitter?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram. It's my name, Lou Secchi.
Self-burn.
Fantastic. Catch up with us, Random Chatter, randomchatter.com, and on our website at randomchatter.com. Thanks for listening, folks, and have a great night.
Peace.
Bye.
That was awesome.